Deputy General Secretary of the NDC, Kwaku Anyudo, says for the past 1 week, the party leadership has spread out in the 10 regions of the country, especially in the villages and towns, to reconnect with the electorate. He said the party leadership realized that it was a good thing to reconnect with the people to secure their votes. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Anyudo said TV, radio and social media are good, but the reality on the ground is that the party would have been shocked if the leadership had not decided to visit the people at the grassroots to renew their mandate. He spoke to George Ankara.
In the past 1 week, the national executive, coupled with very senior party officials, we have spread ourselves out in the 10 regions simultaneously. We are touching base with the grassroots of the party. We are visiting all nooks and crannies. And George, we thank God that we took that decision to move into the hamlet, into the villages, into the cottages, into the forest area, because we would have had a surprise as a party. A lot of development projects are taking place. President Mills began, President Mama is continuing, but the fact of the matter on the ground is that development projects in itself is not what will win us the election. We need to get back to the basics. We need to get back to the grassroots, and we are happy with that decision. Let nobody sit anywhere and think that highfalutin advert, billboards, electronic billboard, adverts on television will win us 2016 election. We'll have to get back into the trenches, roll up our sleeves, and get back to the day of power to the people and connect to the grassroots.
If you're telling me you realized to your surprise that it was a good outreach you've started, what exactly do you mean?
All I mean is that if you don't touch base with the people and you think that school, electricity, roads and water will vote, schools, electricity, roads and water do not have thumbs. It is human beings that have the thumbs. You'll have to get back to the people and make sure you secure their thumbs for the 2016 election. And I'm glad that as national executive, we took that bold decision to get back into the trenches and convince people to get out with their thumbs and vote. And I'm happy that we are working very hard. Instead of being in Accra and Kumasi and organizing unnecessary demonstrations and trying to think that we can use radio and television is good. WhatsApp is good. Facebook is good. But how many people in the rural areas are on Facebook? How many people in the rural area are on WhatsApp? We need to get back to the revolutionary day, the cater days, and make sure we walk in the field and secure the votes of our people.
And what are your observations?
The observations are that until we get back to the basics and the ethos of what the NDC stands, we will be swept away by the tidal wave. And I'm glad we've taken that decision and we have moved early. And I have no doubt that once we continue with this process, we will secure victory in 2016.
What have you been telling the people and what has been their reaction?
The reaction of the people is that if you don't come to us, you don't get our vote. Don't sit in Accra. Don't sit in the Flagstaff House and think that you have secured vote. Come back to us. Engage us. Let us dialogue. Once you're able to dialogue with us and touch our hearts and our minds, you can convince us to vote for you. But let nobody sit in Accra and the big city, and in the Flagstaff House, and I repeat, and in the Flagstaff House, and think that victory is secured.
Would you say you are satisfied with what you have seen so far?
Very healthy. I'm satisfied that as a political party, we made a move to go back to the ground. If we hadn't, we would have been in trouble. But thank God we took that decision. We are on the ground, and we know that once we continue this way, we will secure victory one touch come 2016.